Here are the undeniable facts. There are 25 to 30 U.S.-funded biolabs in Ukraine. According to the U.S. government, these biolabs are conducting research on dangerous pathogens. Ukraine is in an active war zone with widespread bombing, artillery, and shelling, and these facilities, even in the best of circumstances, could easily be compromised and release these deadly pathogens.
Yeah, she hates our country because she's worried that a pathogen might escape from a biolab and hurt people. There's no recent precedent for that, so she's clearly listening to Alex Jones too much, and she's treasonous. Actually, everything that Tulsi Gabbard said, as you know, is true. It's not a Republican issue. It's not a Democrat issue. It's a factual issue. And even in war, truth is a defense. In fact, it's the only defense. Is it true? And in a free country, you can speak the truth. That right can never be taken away, or else it's not a free country. But by the way, since we're speaking of facts, the director of the U.S. Cooperative Threat Reduction Program, a man who would know, a man called Robert Pope, has confirmed that scientists are keeping Soviet-era pathogens for research purposes in Ukraine. They told us they were destroying them. They should have destroyed them, but they haven't. What could go wrong in an active war zone? And they knew that those pathogens existed and were being experimented upon, researched, and they didn't secure them before the Russians invaded, though they knew the Russian invasion was coming because they told us. And then Tory Nuland, the Undersecretary of State who oversees this disaster, testified under oath that, yes, Russian forces might seize those biolabs in Ukraine, and we should all be very worried about that possibility.